You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Today we're talking about Young Living Beauty School. By way of introduction, I want to say that it is so much more than just a weekend retreat to a spa, although that is a really wonderful part of it. At it, attendees learn about the newest beauty products from Young Living, and they have the hands-on opportunity to try out new products, take before and after pictures, and enter in some really great giveaways. But even more than that, Young Living Beauty School teaches attendees creative business building tools to add to their toolbox. So we're here today to share with you how one member has found success in her business by attending beauty school. But first, for our listeners who have never attended a beauty school, we're going to give you an exclusive look into what goes on at the events. At our Carlsbad Beauty School earlier this year, we spoke with members like Miriam to hear what their biggest takeaway from beauty school was.
I think my biggest takeaway from beauty school has just been a lot of the product knowledge and hands-on application of the actual products and really learning about each process and why it is so important and just the active ingredients that Young Living has chosen to use versus all of these toxic other products that we see in the marketplace and really what differentiates Young Living in this billions of dollars industry.
Here's what Paula said.
My biggest takeaway from beauty school is to educate my team and possible new members about we're just more than oils. We have a whole beauty care line that everybody can use, young and old, men and women. And I just want to empower my team to be able to go and get all this information and just share it, because it's so easy to share the skincare stuff. And there's just so much freedom in knowing that. So love it.
Finally, Sherry's thoughts.
My biggest takeaway from this weekend's beauty school, the toner. Using toner. I'm 57 and I think I clean my skin very well and I use a lot of the products, but I really haven't used the Young Living Art cleaning system. And I used it yesterday for the first time, and the toner, the peppermint feel on my skin was just amazing. So the toner is in my bag, going home with me.
Okay, so now that you know a little bit more about what goes on at beauty school, we're going to talk to Darlene Pettit, a Young Living member who's going to share how she upgraded her Young Living business after attending the beauty school cruise. Before we jump in, here's a quick message you won't want to miss from our Young Living education team about frankincense oil.
Frankincense is one of the few oils that is extracted through a process called resin tapping. During this process, the bark of the tree is cut, causing the tree distress. In response to this distress, the tree secretes a sap-like substance called resin, which is later collected, steamed, and distilled. Frankincense promotes feelings of peace, grounding, and relaxation. Try adding a few drops of frankincense to a bath or diffusing it during meditation. We also love adding it to our beauty routine. Add a drop or two to any unscented moisturizer, toner, to support the appearance of healthy-looking skin. Visit youngliving.com to learn more about frankincense.
Okay, we are back, and I'm here with Darlene Pettit. So Darlene is a Young Living executive who is very close to becoming silver, and she loves Young Living's beauty school. Here's that conversation. Hi, Darlene. Welcome to Drop of Inspiration.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Darlene, you are a beauty school guru. You have attended beauty school. You've even hosted classes on personal care line. But can you tell me, going back, what your first experience at beauty school was like?
Okay, so my first beauty school experience was the beauty school cruise. And, you know, I cruise a lot, so what a better way than to learn on a cruise? So it all started really when we were waiting online to get on the cruise. I wasn't sure, you know, what am I getting into? You know, I cruise all the time. So my upline, Dina, and I, she's my silver, we were wearing our pink Young Living t-shirts. And Dr. Cole Woolley came up to us and started visiting with us. And we were able to talk with him while we waited to enter the ship. So that started off my beauty school cruise, which was, you know, just amazing because I really enjoy listening to him and his knowledge of the oils. You know, one of the lessons I learned more than ever, using the Art Refreshing Skin Toner.
Talk to us about that a little bit for people who aren't familiar with the product.
Okay, so every time you wash your face, you're supposed to use your toner. And I did not have a clue. I just thought, you know, you use toner to get the rest of the stuff that the soap didn't get off. And I didn't know that you should use it every single time you wash your face. So toner is so much more than just what we thought most the average person thinks, which is just to get the rest of your makeup off. And toner helps to shrink your pores. It can restore your skin's pH balance, and it helps to reduce the penetration of impurities and environmental contaminants into the skin. So our toner has Royal Hawaiian Sandalwood in it, along with frankincense, which is one of my favorites, orchard aloe vera, green tea, lavender, lemon, and melissa. So using this twice a day has made it even more of a difference in my skin. And unless I'm going out, I no longer need makeup. And I get people all the time asking me about my skin and my skincare uses.
Oh, that's so nice to know that you can take care of your skin without putting lots of, you know, harsh chemicals on it or ingredients that you aren't sure of. It's nice to know that there's something out there taking care of your skin. What was a valuable lesson that you learned about using the personal care line and how to use it in your business?
Well, you know, it's really not that expensive when you average it out because you really only need a little bit. So, you know, I'm one of those people, I'm either all in or not, I'm not doing it. So, of course, when I decided to jump on in into the personal care products, which I'd only been in Young Living just a couple of months, I bought the entire line. And because that's just how I am. Well, that entire line, when you follow the directions and you do it, like, it lasted 6 months. So it really is not that expensive. You don't use that much. And for what you get and what it does for your skin is just unbelievable. You know, it's just amazing. I mean, even my husband uses it. He uses the facial wash and the Buzzwell wrinkle cream and the Wolfberry eye cream.
Well, that's the great thing, right? Is that it's designed for everyone to use in terms of, you know, like any adult can pick up the bottle of art and use it. They may need to make some adjustments based on their skin needs, but they totally can.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. And so what I learned is it's a little dabble do you. It lasts forever. I mean, just the orange blossom wash, when you use that, you know, a little drop you add to distilled water and it makes a whole lot. So that a bottle of that, because, you know, my ultimate favorite as far as scrubbing my face is the peppermint facial scrub, but the orange blossom, that lasts me a year. One bottle lasts a year.
Wow. Yeah, I know that I got some little packets of the orange blossom face wash from beauty school.
Right, because it's in the beauty school boxes.
And I was like, oh, I only need maybe a third of this to wash my face. And it's this tiny packet. It was so funny. I was like folding it over to save the rest of it because I didn't need it.
Yeah. Yes. So I like to use, I mean, the beauty boxes as you're trying to get people because, you know, they're all used to using all the other lines. And so it's like, here's a sample of, you know, Sheer LeMay, and here's a sample of Orange Blossom, and here's a sample of toner, or, you know, whichever beauty box I'm pulling from at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I give it to them to use. And I said, now this will last you, it will actually last you longer, but you should be able to make these packets last one whole week without any problem at all. And they're all like, really? And then next thing you know, they're like, so how do we do that? You know, I had someone that I had worked with for about 8 years. We hadn't seen each other in a couple of years. And she was at a Young Living little sign-up thing at her sister's house. And my silver Dina was there. And she went up to Dina, and Dina didn't know we knew each other. And she went up to Dina and said, I just need you to tell me whatever Darlene is doing with her face, that's what I want, because her skin's never looked that good as long as I've known her.
Oh, what a great compliment. I mean, any woman wants to hear that, right? Like, well, anyone.
Right, right.
So you mentioned the beauty boxes. I would love for you to tell our listeners about the Beauty School beauty boxes and what they are and kind of how you use them to build your business.
Well, you know, the boxes, you know, when it first started out, it was made up for 5 people. And it was, you know, it depended on the season as to what was in it. And the last box actually had enough in there to have a little beauty school for 10 people. And you know, I use it more of a, you know, let's sit down, let's talk about your skin and, you know, what are you using and what can we swap out? And then I, you know, I use those samples for that more than using it, you know, as a beauty school. My upline dean and I and her sister, because they've both been to several beauty schools, we did a beauty school here, a mini one, and we have a junior college that we were able to get a room, and we had 50 people show up. And we made, you know, little miniature samples of the basic system, Art Skin line and everything. And then we had different, you know, Cher Lumet, Boswellia, the intense moisturizer and that kind of stuff that we did. And Dina's an esthetician, so that she went to the science behind everything. And then, you know, her sister and I are, you know, we're not estheticians, we're users. So, you know, we went into, you know, why we started using Young Living products and what it does for our own skin. But the little packets with the boxes, that's the best deal ever. I mean, with the Cher Lumet, people don't realize that one little packet is 1/5 of the amount of Cher Lumet just in those packages. So you have, you add all those packages up in a box, and that's almost a whole jar of Cher Lumet.
So now you hosted this event and you brought on people. Can you talk to me a little bit more about that event and a little bit more about what you taught your attendees?
Right. Well, we talked to them about how to take care of your skin from morning to night, the normal routine. We utilized the information, you know, that we had learned on the cruise. We used the Young Living Beauty School book. You know, and so it was really nice because we could show them all this stuff, and then we showed them how important it is to go to beauty school. So that not only do you learn, we didn't go as an intense because you want them to go to beauty school. We want them to go to beauty school. I mean, I'm getting ready to go to my third beauty school.
Which one?
Zermatt. I'm taking my daughter.
Oh, very fun. So beautiful up there.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. So, you know, you want to go through the basic skincare and all of that, but you also want them to have snippets of like, oh, look at our beauty school boxes, and oh, look at this beautiful book that you can only get at beauty school, or the amorescence that you can only get at beauty school, and see these beauty school kits. Well, boxes, you can't buy them unless you've been to beauty school. And so it makes it really nice, and it makes them want to go. So, you know, we had that, Houston had a beauty school in February, Deborah Rayburn's team, which is who we're through. And that was a huge success.
Yeah, I think that's something really great about beauty school is that there is some exclusive offers at it that you don't see, you know, on our normal offerings. And so people really can get in on some exciting products that they don't see normally.
Right, that you can't get unless you go. And so it's sort of nice. So when you let them see it, touch it, feel it, it's like, oh, when can I go to beauty school? You know.
Now, okay, you've been to beauty school 3 times. So what keeps bringing you back?
I just love beauty. I just love the skincare products and what it's done for me and my skin and, you know, and my husband's skin. And then, you know, that I'm big into the personal care products, mm-hmm. and the supplements. So it just reinforces what I use. And I'm not a science geek. So every time I go, I learn something new. You know, I'm looking forward to going to Zermatt because I know that's, from what I understand, that's totally different than anyone. And then there's the beauty school cruise coming up again in March, you know, out of Fort Lauderdale. So I'm hoping to try to convince my husband that he needs to go to that one.
Oh, that'd be fun. Now, can you compare a little bit and contrast how the beauty school, like in Houston, say, so the individual beauty school events and then the beauty school cruise, like what's different? I mean, besides being on a huge cruise ship, obviously, what was special about the cruise and what's special about the beauty schools, you know, the local ones?
You know, I think when we did the beauty school cruise in the beauty school in Houston, the big one, that was the Young Living sponsored, there was what, 300 people? So that's a lot of people. And on the cruise, there was 150. And I think what was nice about the cruise was like, I was able to befriend people from Oklahoma and Chicago and different places. And now we swap stuff all the time as far as information back and forth. So that was really nice. Because they weren't from my own market. And we could sit down because we, you know, you eat, sleep, and everything on the ship, unless you're at a port. And so it was really nice. There's lots of areas. I don't know if you cruise. I cruise way too much. But there's places all over the ship that are like living rooms and, you know, sitting areas and stuff like that. So you could just sit down and visit, you know, and it was, it would be funny. Dr. Woolley would come up and say, "So whose living room am I in today?" And then we'd, whoever wanted it to be their living room would say, and he'd sit down and visit with us. And so it was just more personable. You got to spend time, you know, dissecting everything that you learned that day and then visiting and talking about it and then sharing stories that, you know, you don't get to do when you're in a school all day and then, you know, you go eat, you go to your hotel room, and then the next day, same thing. So the beauty school cruise is you just get to spend more time with people from different markets. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You and I were talking earlier this week while we were setting this conversation up about how you've introduced your daughter to Young Living through some of these things that you've learned at beauty school. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. My daughter's a college student, and as we all know, you know, college kids, they don't pay attention to ingredients at all. And, you know, Madison has the entire Art Skin line at her apartment, and it's on her bookshelf. And I know because I was just there in August cleaning and organizing and getting ready for her fall semester. She goes to school in Missouri. We live in Texas. So I'm there, and, you know, we're shopping, and she wanted a certain eyeshadow, and I begged her not to get it. And she's like, "Oh, Mom, you don't know." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm not going to argue with you." So probably about 3 weeks into school, she sent me a picture of her eyes swollen shut. And she's like, "Mom, I think it's the makeup." I said, "Okay, well, have you gotten out your skincare system?" And so she went to the bookshelf and she got out the entire Art skincare system and, you know, washed her face and was using it. And then I said, "Okay, now you also have the mineral makeup line in this drawer." And I told her which drawer in her apartment, in her room, bathroom and everything. I said, "Now start using it." And it was quite amazing for her because it took a couple days for the swelling to go down and everything. But the difference that she saw in her skin, you know, because kids never listen and moms are never right until they are. And then she actually posted a video on Facebook about it. And so it was quite interesting. So now she's using the skincare. So I'm really excited now that I had already signed her up for beauty school, but I'm excited now because now she's actually using the product. So it will make so much difference to her when she finally goes there and goes through all the training.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny. I think so many of us, you know, grow up and we don't really learn how to properly take care of our skin. Like, why would we use toner, for example, like you talked about earlier?
Right.
And then later we start to see, oh, okay, so maybe if I take care of my skin, I can, it will look better and it will feel better and, you know, just be healthier overall if I take care of it at the get-go.
Right.
I think that's the great part about like the Art Skin Care system is that it's a complete system from start to finish with ingredients that you can trust, and that's a really big deal.
Well, and it's stuff for, you know, once you hit puberty, I think there's something for every age group. I mean, I'm older, so, I mean, I use Cher LeMay every day because, you know, I want that even skin tone, you know, that you don't get because you get age spots as you get older and all of that. And, you know, my husband used the Boswell Wrinkle Cream. You know, I use Cher LeMay and the Intense Moisturizer and, you know, the different items. But, you know, the younger kids, it's the basic skin, the basic art system, which is the facial wash and the light moisturizer and the toner. I mean, that's all they need just to start. And some may need the orange blossom, you know, depending on where they're at. So it's really, I think once you hit puberty, you need to be on a skincare system.
Yeah, for sure. My last question is, I would love for you to share one takeaway that you would like our listeners to know about beauty school and about using it in your business.
I think that by going to beauty school, I learned, you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a science geek. So I learned some information that you're not going to get anywhere else. The speakers were, you know, they're people that worked in that background. That was their field before they ever got involved with Young Living. So their knowledge in the science end of it was surpassed anything I had heard before. And then just the whole meeting with other people from other locations and finding out, you know, well, what works for you? What doesn't work for you? You know, and you're all in one location, so you get to share. And so, I mean, everybody needs beauty school. You know, don't, I always tell people, don't be a beauty school dropout.
That's really cute. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, Darlene. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I was honored to be asked.
A huge thank you to Darlene for taking some time to talk to us about these business building tips from beauty school. And to our Drop of Inspiration listeners, we asked and you delivered. We are excited to share some listener mail. Our associate producer, Ashley Frost, is here to read those.
Lyric said, thank you for reminding all of us to take time for ourselves. Loved the scheduling 30 minutes of R&R time. From Georgia, thank you so much for the podcast interviews. They are great for sharing information with our team.
If you're feeling extra inspired after this episode, go ahead and drop us an email at podcast@youngliving.com. So tell us what inspired you from today's episode or ideas for future episodes and why you love Drop of Inspiration. As always, subscribe on your favorite podcast app or at youngliving.com/podcast. This episode was produced with help from Ashley Frost. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Stay inspired.